Live from WRAL News Headquarters in Raleigh, your number one source for local news. WRAL News, coverage you can count on.
An inmate who escaped from Wake Med faces new charges. Now the work begins to figure out how he got away in the first place.
For me, as the American president, there's no higher priority than the release and safe return of all these hostages.
More on President Biden's message to Americans awaiting word on their missing loved ones in Israel.
And confronting a new danger from the devastating wildfires in Lahaina, why some parents say they're refusing to send their children back to school. We're getting new information this noon hour about an inmate who escaped Wake County Sheriff's Office custody last night after he was taken to Wake Med. Good afternoon, everyone. I'm Ken Smith in for Jeff Hogan.
And I'm Renee Chu. Thanks for joining us. WRAL's breaking news tracker captured exclusive video of the 23-year-old inmate who was caught after midnight. WRAL's Chelsea Donovan joins us live outside the sheriff's office with what she's learned about this. Chelsea.
Yeah, well, as you mentioned, I've learned today that Zaire McClain was only in the custody of the Wake County Jail for one day before all of this happened. I'm told that he left the jail by ambulance around 8 p.m. last night, and that's when he arrived at Wake Med. However, scanner traffic says he escaped right out of the ER. Right now, he's been charged with a misdemeanor of escaping a local jail, as well as injury to real property. Now, we don't know why he was in Wake Med, and that is due to privacy laws. Here is that inmate, Zaire McClain, as I mentioned, arrested Monday, charged with larceny of a firearm and possession of a firearm by a felon. Now, scanner traffic from Broadcastify notes that he ran out of the ER at Wake Med, and that is when that manhunt ensued. Authorities searched for several hours for McClain in the area around Milburney Road near Pear Trail Lane. Deputies said the felon was in possession of a firearm. He was eventually arrested on Calumet Drive in Raleigh. In that video, you can see he was wearing an orange jumpsuit and handcuffs at the time of his escapes. Now, warrants say that he escaped the custody of Detention Officer Sergeant Bell, who is employed here at the Wake County Sheriff's Office. We're working to learn more from the Wake County Sheriff's Office about if there'll be any disciplinary action for that detention officer. We hope to learn more information from the Sheriff's Office later today. McClain, rather, will be in a Wake County courtroom today at 1:30 for his first appearance on these new charges, these misdemeanors that he's now facing.
His escape lasting only about 4 hours. Chelsea Donovan, live in Wake County. Thank you. We're working to learn the name and condition of a man who was hit by a vehicle in Durham. It happened just before 8:30 this morning at the intersection of North Hyde Park Avenue and Holloway Street. Officers found a man who had been struck. He was taken to the hospital with serious injuries. No word on what led to the crash or any charges.
President Biden met with Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu in Tel Aviv today, expressing solidarity with that country. A blast at a hospital in Gaza that killed hundreds of people has both officials in Gaza and in Israel blaming each other for the carnage. Bree Jackson reports on the president's suggestion for peace.
I come to Israel with a single message. You're not alone.
President Biden landing in Israel, an in-person sign of his administration's unwavering support for the country as its war with Hamas ramps up. The president's wartime trip includes talks with Israeli Prime Minister Netanyahu. President Biden also sitting down with the Israeli war cabinet to get a sense of Israel's war strategy.
Hamas is a different kind of enemy.
And meeting Israeli first responders and family members who have lost loved ones. Their historic meeting comes just one day after a deadly strike on this hospital in Gaza City. The violence derailing President Biden's plans, his visit to Jordan, and a four-way summit there with Middle East leaders called off amid confusion over who is responsible for the blast. Officials in Israel and Gaza blame each other.
We, as Arab group, as you see all of us, united, outraged by this massacre that has taken place.
While in Tel Aviv, President Biden publicly sided with Israel, but did not go into details as to why.
Based on what I've seen, it appears as though it was done by the other team.
The data I was shown by my defense department.
The Biden administration making it clear that the U.S. wants to see this conflict end and is also working to secure the release of hostages held by Hamas. In Washington, Bree Jackson, NBC News.
And happening right now in the WRAL Live Center, the suspect in the disappearance of Natalie Holloway, Jurin Vandersloot, just pleaded guilty to extortion and wire fraud linked to her disappearance. He'd previously pleaded not guilty to all charges, but a judge sentenced him to 10 years in prison because of this. That term will run concurrently with his time in Peru, where he's serving time for the murder of a college student. Vandersloot apologized to the Holloway family and said he is a different person than he was nearly two decades ago.
Michelle, thanks. A cold front is crossing the country right now and is likely to bring rain on Friday, which is typically a very popular day to go to the fair. Meteorologist Elizabeth Gardner is live at the NC State Fair right now. Elizabeth, lovely and dry today, but folks headed there tomorrow might need to bring the rain gear.
By Friday, we're looking at a chance of some rain. We're looking good for the next couple of days, but that front will come through late on Friday and help to bring us our best chance of rain since we've seen since last Saturday. Let's jump out and take a look at what's happening right now. We do have high pressure that's in control of our weather currently, and that's what's keeping us nice and dry, this beautiful, beautiful weather that we have right now. But again, that's not going to last. It sticks around for today and tomorrow. But we'll jump on in and take a look at what's happening with our forecast. And you can see the State Fair forecast there for us, looking at temperatures in the low 70s for this afternoon under partly cloudy skies. But I'm going to see if I can go back to Friday for you, and we'll take a look at that. So this is Friday at lunchtime, and you can see partly cloudy skies. It's not going to be a completely rainy day on Friday. We'll see if we can move this ahead, and just gradually we start to see those clouds thickening up on Friday. Notice the rain begins to push into our area at around 3 o'clock or so, picking up in intensity around 5, and then, of course, we'll continue to move that on along, and it looks like it's going to be with us during the evening hours. For today, everything's looking fine. We're looking at temperatures in the low 70s, and tomorrow looks great, too, but we're going to end up with a wet evening on Friday. We're going to talk a bit more about that. Plus, it is Military Appreciation Day here at the fair. So many great things going on. We'll show you when we come back.
Can't wait to hear more about that. Elizabeth, thank you. The field of Republicans running for governor in North Carolina is expanding. This morning, attorney Bill Graham from Salisbury announced his candidacy.
I built my career on winning tough fights, and I'll beat the radical left in November. I'm Bill Graham. I'm running for governor. Join me. Let's take back North Carolina.
And if he seems familiar, Graham lost the Republican primary for governor in 2008 against Pat McCrory. He has committed $5 million of his own money towards his campaign.
Well, the Johnson County Board of Elections wants to help voters understand the process. An election expo just wrapped up at the Joker Agricultural Center. But don't worry, a second session takes place tonight from 5:30 until 7:30. You can register to vote, make changes to your voter registration, and get a look at what's on the ballot. You can also request an absentee ballot and learn how to complete the return envelope properly.
And happening right now in the WRAL Live Center, the House is taking a second vote on Representative Jim Jordan's nomination for Speaker after he fell short of the first round of voting, which happened on Tuesday. They are in session right now. He was nominated last week after House Majority Leader Steve Scalise withdrew from the race. He will need the support of 217 of 221 Republicans to be elected for the position. They are in session right now, keeping a close watch on this. As soon as we know anything, we'll bring it to you from the Live Center.
Michelle, thanks. The Biden administration is limiting sales of semiconductors by American firms to slow China's progress on artificial intelligence. AI tech is full of promise, but security experts say it can also be dangerous in the wrong hands. At a summit hosted by the FBI and the Hoover Institute, experts agreed the biggest current security threat comes from China.
Well, today, Wake Med is holding a hiring event from 6 this evening until 8 p.m. at Winston's Grill in Raleigh. WRAL's Laura Levine's explaining how many positions the hospital is looking to fill.
WakeMed is looking for those healthcare workers who can fill positions and provide that life-saving care. We're talking about RNs, paramedics, and EMTs. With flu and cold season here, and we're also dealing with COVID-19, local hospitals across the Triangle are making sure that they have enough staff to prepare for the influx of patients. Take a look at your screen here where you can see we have gathered data from those local hospitals. At Duke University Health System, there are 675 current RN openings. That's down 47% year over year. There are 15 current openings for paramedics, down 46%, and 18 current openings for EMTs, down 22%. And taking a look at UNC Health, there's a total of more than 2,500 open job positions, and that includes a variety of different jobs. WakeMed hopes that today more people come out to their job fair. They have several openings and say that this event is the perfect opportunity to speak with hiring managers. The career fair is happening at Winston's Grill in Raleigh from 6 to 8 p.m. Laura Levine, WRL News in Cary.
Job-based health insurance is a lot more expensive for companies and workers this year. Yearly premiums for family health insurance coverage at work soared to an average of nearly $24,000. The average employee share of the annual premium came out to be about $6,500. That's a jump of almost $500 from last year. KFF, formerly known as Kaiser Family Foundation, says the jump in premiums is roughly in line with inflation.
Wake County Public Schools will break ground on a new elementary school in just a few hours. The event for what will be known as Rex Road Elementary in Holly Springs takes place at 2:30. The school will be kindergarten through fifth grade. It's expected to be finished in 2025. Wake County leaders and Holly Springs mayor will speak at that ceremony. Next at noon, the wildfires are out in parts of Maui, but there's a growing concern about toxic ash. What the school system is doing to keep children safe and in school.
Also, Paddling for Pennies is an event that raises money to provide emotional, physical, and financial support for first responders, active duty service members, and veterans. We'll tell you how you can take part in this camping experience.
And it's Military Appreciation Day at the North Carolina State Fair. We'll check back in with Elizabeth. And you may have noticed Jeff is not here in the studio because he is out there as well. We'll talk to them both about how the fair is honoring the men and women who serve our country.
Download the new WRAL streaming apps on Roku, Fire TV, Apple TV, and Android TV.
Welcome back. It's Military Appreciation Day at the State Fair, and the 440th Army Band kicked off the military parade at 10 this morning.
Yeah, you know, there are lots of concerts scheduled throughout the day. WRL's Jeff Hogan and meteorologist Elizabeth Gardner, they're live near the stage where one of the concerts just wrapped up, and it's a nice day out there, guys.
It is a beautiful day out here, and there was a nice crowd for that. And right here around the waterfall stage by the Dorton Arena, if you know where that is, there are a lot of military-related things happening today.
Yeah, they started off this morning with that military parade. Okay, so that was wonderful. We met some of them in the booth, some of the folks coming through here. Proud service members are being honored today. Some of them, one guy told me, been out here every year since 1996.
Wow.
Yeah, super good.
Sounds like me. I've been at WRL since almost 1996.
Yeah. Well, check out what we have behind us, because right in this area where the military band played, we have our armed forces, okay, and they are booth set up recruiting out here. Yeah. It's a tough stretch.
They're trying to talk it up. So usually they get high school students, you know, coming out of high school, what are you going to do next? And so, you know, they talk about, you know, what a great career you can have in the Navy and how cool you can look.
Yeah.
Like Jeff. Well, this actually looks good on you.
It's not bad.
I mean, you know.
Some people can pull it off.
They're so sweet. They said that you could put the vest on, too.
Oh, really?
Oh, my goodness.
A rucksack.
Look at that.
That thing is heavy.
That thing is heavy.
Goodness. It's got its own camera on it, though, as well. But it's a tough stretch sometimes to get folks signed up for this. And, you know, they want you to know that they're not trying to make you something that you aren't. Okay, you can still be your own individual, lead your own life, and kind of work your way into your career through Navy, Army, any of the services.
Yeah. You know, if you want to know anything about it, they're going to be here. You guys are here all through the fair.
Yeah.
Right here or just today?
Yeah,
excellent. So a lot of things that you can learn about it, pamphlets that you can take with you, and they'll tell you all about what life in the Navy will be like. You know, you see Top Gun.
Yeah.
You know, you can be a Navy pilot. You can fly. You know, you can be on the aircraft carriers, submarine. It's a pretty exciting life.
You can even, in our next half hour, plunge a cannon. So that's what I have this for, because the military reenactment is going to be happening in the next half hour.
I don't think they still use that, Jeff.
No?
Yeah, well,
it is a reenactment. We'll try.
It looks good on you, though.
It's a nice day, Elizabeth. Thank you.
It is a nice day. You know, Jeff's in his shorts and T-shirts, and I sort of wish that I didn't have this sweater on. It's really nice and warm outside. Let's take a look at our current temperature. We'll take a look from the other side of the Dorton Arena, and you can see what's happening out there right now. And it's so pretty. You can see the Ferris wheel, 67 degrees. I'll tell you what, it feels like it is warmer than 67 degrees out here. But it's lovely, absolutely gorgeous weather for today. We have high pressure that's over us right now, and that is what's keeping things nice and dry for today and tomorrow. That high will move out, like we talked about at the beginning of the newscast, and it will be followed by a front that's going to bring us some rain on Friday. Our state fair forecast today, low 70s, lots of sunshine. We may cloud up a little bit later this afternoon, but it's feeling good out here right now. 67, it's 68 in Fayetteville and Clinton, and 64 degrees in South Hill right now. 61 in Roxboro. Around town today, 72 in Raleigh, 71 in Durham, and 74 in Fayetteville. Near normal highs for the next few days. Normal high 73. We're 72 today and 73 tomorrow. Behind Friday's front, it's a little bit cooler with temperatures in the upper 60s. And then we take another look at that front coming through. High pressure keeping things nice and quiet for us today. We can see that cold front that's back to the west, coming across the Midwest right now, but it is definitely headed our way. So another look at lunchtime on Friday. It'll be partly cloudy, but as we head toward the mid to the end, latter part of the afternoon, we start to see the showers popping up. There's 3 o'clock. We'll move it ahead and pause it at 5 o'clock. And at that point, the rain is looking a little bit heavier. This version of Futurecast moves it out fairly quickly, but we'll continue to watch the newer runs of the models that come through. Talk more about the timing. Right now, it looks like we'd be nice and dry on Saturday and Sunday. So good looking weather ahead. And as Jeff said, we're going to come back and talk about the reenactors. They're starting from very early on and have costumes all through like the last 200 years. So you don't want to miss that.
Yeah, if Jeff's not careful, he would be called into active duty. I mean, it does Elizabeth Carter live at the State Fair.
I think he's ready.
All right. Well, of course, members of your WREL family will love to meet you when you're at the State Fair. Chat with meteorologist Kat Campbell and WREL breaking news tracker reporter Brett Meese. They'll be in the booth from 2 to 3 this afternoon. Renee returns tomorrow morning from 10:30 until 11:30 with meteorologist Anthony Baglione. And later that afternoon, check out Deborah Morgan and Gerald Owens. They'll be in the booth from 2 to 3 in the afternoon.
Okay, sticking with the military theme, are you military, active, or retired? Or maybe you're a first responder? If so, registration is now open for a special event designed to help those folks navigate the stresses of the job. Joining us now to talk about Paddling for Pennies' new kayak camping program is Lieutenant Alan Williford. He's with the Northside Fire Department in the Clayton Archers Lodge area. Lieutenant Williford, great to see you and great talking to you about this. For our viewers who aren't familiar with Paddling for Pennies, talk about the important mission and how it all came about.
Yeah, thanks for having us. We actually started in 2013, just a silly idea that came up with, and a couple of us jumped in a couple of kayaks. We start at Falls Dam, and we go to New Bern. It's 193 miles, so you'll see that on a lot of our stuff, and we do it in 4 days. And we call that the long paddle. Mm-hmm. So, off that, we donate money to, we kind of adopt a family each year. We have in the past where we've adopted a family and found a first responder, a military veteran, somebody who's in the time of need. And we paddle and raise money for that family and the families that we've paddled for in the past. That's kind of our beginning, how we started off.
That is so awesome. And you're launching a new kayak program. Tell us about this adventure.
Yeah. So this has been... another one of those silly things we thought of, but it's more of us giving back to the whole group. First responders, military veterans, our dispatch, our nurses, everybody, they all have a hard time, especially in the past couple of years. So stress, we like to call it stress injuries, right? We don't want to be stigmatized, all these other things that are going on. So we want to have a fun, adventurous, we want to take other people with us. We're going to do shorter mileage and do a 3-day, 2-night camping trip. And then at night, we have some peer support teams lined up that are going to come in. We're going to have some fireside time and we'll talk just as one another appears, the group, and see if we can't, conquer some things in our lives. Just have a little, we call it the Eddie Line paddle. So if you go on our website, paddlingforpennies.org, you'll see it lit up on there. It's Eddie Line. And an eddy in the river is an obstruction, and on the backside is calm water. So we're looking for that rest, recovery, regrouping area, and that's what we're going to do on this paddle.
I can't think of a better stress reliever than getting out in nature there and camping and kayaking. Yep. Talk about how people can sign up. When can people apply?
For sure. Yep. So we are going to limit this to only 12 people. We want it to be small, personable, not a big, huge group. So please, yeah, if you're interested, if this is something that a loved one would benefit from, Chiefs, if any of your people, please send it to them. And it's a personal thing. It's we're going to treat it that way. It's them finding their time, them getting away from life and whatever stresses they have for a weekend. And we got a new thing we started last year, the why. You find out why you are a policeman, why you are a fireman, why do you do what you do in your life. And so we're going to get back to that and try to help people find their why. So, yeah, please go on paddlingforpennies.org. You look at the tab events, and under that is the Eddie Line paddle. And then we have a little questionnaire, a little application kind of thing that just fill it out. Again, we're only taking 12, so we do have some spots open. And
Lieutenant Williford, it sounds like a wonderful adventure for people who are so deserving of this. Again, first responders and active military or veteran, thank you so much for joining us, and good luck with the adventure.
Yeah. Thank you, guys. Thank you for having us.
Well, 2 months after deadly wildfires swept all across parts of Maui, residents are now concerned about toxic ash. Recent tests reveal that ash from some of the wildfires contains higher than expected levels of arsenic and other dangerous metals. 3 schools in Lahaina opened this week, but the test results are shaking confidence that children are actually safe, despite assurances from elected officials. Even so, some residents say they are not sending their children back to school. Well, Silicon, the IRS will test new ways to file taxes electronically. We'll tell you how many taxpayers are expected to use the system in some states.
And new fees for first-time users on the social media platform X. We'll explain the effort behind the charges and who will be impacted. The social media platform X, formerly known as Twitter, wants international users to prove they're not a bot. The social media platform will test its not a bot program in the Philippines and in New Zealand. X will require new users to pay $1 a year to use certain features, such as posting. The new program is meant to work as an additional tool against bots.
Well, the IRS plans to test a free electronic tax filing system by early next year. The new version, known as Direct File, will be offered in 13 states. The program is available for individual federal tax returns. The IRS says it expects at least several hundred thousand taxpayers will have the option to participate. North Carolina is not included in the test phase. Well, Football Hall of Famer Deion Sanders is offering life coaching skills. Sanders, also known as Coach Prime, is set to release a motivational book. Elevate and Dominate, 21 Ways to Win On and Off the Field, is set to hit store shelves in March 2024. Sanders played 14 seasons in the NFL, and he now serves as the head football coach at the Colorado Buffaloes. Well, if at first you don't succeed, try again, right? How that phrase is playing out on Capitol Hill as Republicans try to elect a new House Speaker.
Large pharmacy chains are closing locations for good nationwide, creating pharmacy deserts. Coming up, who could be hit the hardest by these vanishing businesses? First, here's a look at the winning lottery numbers.
Shot in 4K ultra high definition. Your number one source for local news. WRAL News. Coverage you can count on.
We begin this half hour with the top headlines in the Israel-Hamas war. President Biden says he's sad and outraged by a hospital explosion in Gaza, but says he does not believe Israel is responsible. A senior Hamas official tells NBC News the group is willing to release all civilian hostages if Israel stops its bombing campaign of Gaza. Meanwhile, the U.S. announced sanctions against 10 Hamas members and their financial network in response to its attack on Israel.
Duke University public policy professor Boots Jindalson is sharing his expertise about the implications of President Biden's visit to the Middle East. Professor Jindalson questions the strategy behind this trip, particularly after that deadly hospital bombing in Gaza. He says he understands the president wants to show solidarity with Israel and to ensure humanitarian aid is getting through to Gaza. But Jindalson says this trip is diplomatically risky for the president.
For the president to go all the way over there, usually presidents want to come back with a product or an agreement that they can say, that's why I made this trip and it shows my influence. It'd be very hard, in my view, to really have something come out of it.
Professor Jindalson also worries about the militant group Hezbollah stepping up attacks in the north and clashes in the West Bank. We'll continue to track the president's visit throughout the day online, on air, and of course in the WRAL News app.
Republicans will be making another attempt at seating a new House Speaker. Caroline Shively reports this morning, Jim Jordan told reporters that empowering the Speaker pro tem is not the right way to go.
Congressman Jim Jordan hoping a new day will net new results, facing his second ballot for House Speaker. The conservative firebrand losing his bid on Tuesday, falling short of the 217 votes he needed to gain the gavel. 20 Republicans rejected his nomination, but Jordan dug in.
I already proven I can get from the most conservative members of the conference to the more moderate members of the conference.
Jordan urging unity within his party, hoping his message will help him gain some traction. Some GOP members are expected to flip their votes to a yes, but it's possible others plan to withdraw their support.
The folks that voted for Kevin McCarthy or Steve Scalise, I would hope that those two gentlemen would be calling them, those folks, and saying, in fact, they appreciate their vote, but they need to move on.
Some members believe Jordan had and lost his shot on Tuesday, making today's vote even more vital. Because if Jordan loses again, Republicans may have to move on to another candidate.
I'm just frustrated that my colleagues are not seeing the bigger picture here.
Our focus right now relates not just to any one individual, but to getting the institution reopened.
After more than 2 weeks without a speaker, some are considering a resolution to empower Speaker pro tem Patrick McHenry as acting speaker.
We've got a duty and a responsibility to keep moving ahead. And if some people think that the Speaker pro tem should be empowered, well, then he should just run.
And that was Caroline Shively reporting. 20 Republicans broke with Jordan on the first round of voting, selecting former Speaker McCarthy, Scalise, and others.
You may have heard the term food desert, which refers to an area with limited access to affordable food products. Now, pharmacy deserts could become a growing problem with many large drugstores nationwide shuttering locations. Ted Leonard takes a look at the potential health impacts.
Ongoing staffing shortages at drugstores nationwide are leaving fewer pharmacists working behind the counter. The problem comes as several pharmacy chains have also been closing hundreds of their locations across the country. Some medical experts say it could be a recipe for disaster. Rite Aid, the nation's third largest standalone pharmacy chain, recently filed for Chapter 11 bankruptcy on Sunday.
Their profit margins have been squeezed both in the pharmacy by the insurance companies and the other payers, but also in the front of the store by labor costs, by higher rent, by higher utility costs.
As Rite Aid navigates the bankruptcy proceedings, the drugstore could close hundreds of underperforming locations. Last month, the Wall Street Journal reported Rite Aid suggested shuttering 400 to 500 stores.
They probably will close a few hundred stores over the next, 1 to 2 years.
Research from the National Institutes of Health finds pharmacy closures can trigger health risks. For example, it can make it difficult for older people to get their medications. It can be especially problematic when drugstores in rural towns and low-income neighborhoods with fewer services shut down. But it's not just Rite Aid. In 2021, CVS said it planned to close 900 locations by 2024. Walgreens also announced in June it plans to shut down 150 stores in the U.S.
And that was Ted Lindner reporting. Now, data from a management consulting firm reveals the number of independent pharmacy locations plummeted from roughly 50% from 1980 to last year.
From the Caribbean to the Carolinas, our Teacher of the Week is making her mark. What continues to inspire her?
And a bit later on, the effort in Raleigh to help with hunger relief, how restaurants and caterers are forming a network of nourishment for neighbors who can use a little extra help. And if you see news happening or you'd like to share a story idea with us, just click report it in the WRAL News app.
Happening right now in the WREL Live Center, following some heartbreaking news out of New Orleans this afternoon, three children have died in a house fire that happened earlier this morning around midnight. Firefighters say this fire started Wednesday morning, and when they got there, three children were unaccounted for. A five-year-old girl and an eight-year-old boy were rescued from that home, but they died at a hospital. A body of a three-year-old was also found inside that home. He died at the scene. The mother was on her way home and was not there when the fire started, but she did tell 911 operators that the father threatened to burn down the home. Just heart-wrenching. Our teacher of the week is her school's teacher of the year. WRL's Ryan Schrader heads to Roxboro to meet an educator who loves to see the role she plays in students' lives.
So to him, there was something special about those trees. So let's look a little bit more at the text.
As a child in Jamaica, Jody Ann Henry Panther taught her cousins, her neighbors, and even her dolls. As she got older, she realized teaching was her calling.
I just always wanted to be a teacher because I wanted to change lives. That has always been my thought. Someone was trying to get him to buy the land. Who?
After teaching in Jamaica, Henry Panther moved to Person County 6 years ago. She's now teaching third grade at South Elementary School in Roxboro.
It's like home away from home. I came and I got just accepted into everybody's home, into their hearts, into this school. What lesson did you learn?
The lesson that we could learn is to listen carefully.
Henry Panther is definitely making her mark here. She's South Elementary's Teacher of the Year. She says that teaching is not a job you can just turn off at the end of the day.
You have dreams about the next day, and you have worries about the next day because you're thinking about the kids. That's at the center of the job, the kids. It's at the heart of the job. Let's decode it together.
Henry Panther says teaching is hard work, but it's worth it.
Yesterday I saw a student of mine in Walmart, and I almost cried. He's in eighth grade, and I looked at him, and he was just so handsome, and he was just so beaming, and he just looked smart and everything. I'm like, I had a part to play in his life.
Jody Ann Henry Panther, you are WRAL's Teacher of the Week.
Brian Schrader, WRAL News.
Congratulations.
Ms. Henry Panther says she's a lifelong learner. She recently finished a master's degree. If you'd like to nominate a teacher, go to WRAL.com and enter Teacher of the Week in the search box.
Well, strengthening communities through food service, that's the mission of North Carolina's Network of Nourishment, known as Now Serving. Up next, we'll talk with the board chair about a special event this weekend to address hunger in our community.
And we'll head back out to the state fairgrounds where Jeff and Elizabeth are talking with people in the military on the fair's Military Appreciation Day. Elizabeth will also have your fair forecast. Stay with us.
Welcome back. 14% of people who live in North Carolina don't know where their next meal is coming from each day. But a local organization is on a mission to change that by creating community meals. This weekend, the organization will host Now Serving Food and Wine, and WRAL is a proud community partner. Joining us now to talk about this event is Jesmyn Reynolds, the board chair of Now Serving. Jesmyn, great to have you in the program this morning. So let's start with your vision. Tell us about that for this program.
Thank you for having me. Well, we're a less than two-year-old nonprofit whose mission is to strengthen communities through food service. And we're doing this by connecting restaurants, caterers, and commercial kitchens with the community groups who are already doing the frontline work to help people face food insecurity. So our chef partners provide healthy, nutritious, ready-to-consume meals, and then the community groups distribute them out to the recipients, and they know who they are. And as you mentioned, that's 14% of our population in Wake County.
And you know, Jesmyn, it's not just providing meals, but providing healthy meals. Explain the network of nourishment.
Absolutely. So As sort of the funder and the connector, we identify the groups that are already doing the work, and then we go to the chefs who they know how to prepare healthy, nutritious meals, and they get feedback from the community agencies to determine the amounts and types of food they need. And then the recipients also have a say in the types of foods they want to consume. You know, some don't eat certain types of meat, and we want them to be culturally appropriate and nutritious.
Yeah, and I got to ask you, over the years, how many meals have you served so far?
Close to 80,000.
Wow.
And that's since our inception in February 2022.
That is excellent. That is excellent. So this weekend, you have an event at Smoky Hollow. Tell us about some of the vendors that visitors can expect.
We do. Well, as you know, we have an incredible number of chefs in our community who receive national accolades. And we are going to be featuring food collaborations from a number of them. And all of the Meal Maker participants also support our work. So we have everybody from Blackology Coffee, Bull City Confectionaries, Cheney Indian Food Emporium, Coletta, Cortez, Five Star, Hummingbird, Lawrence Barbecue. There's about 24 of them, and we're creating collaborations between two. So there'll be pairings of two chefs, 12 food stations, as well as some excellent wine and local breweries. And for $75, you can enjoy tasting all of the wonderful creations they provide.
And really quickly, Jesma, how is this money used?
The money will be used to fund the community meals directly. And so, you know, one of the things we know is that our chefs know how to keep food costs down and also how to prepare nutritious meals. So all of the funds raised will go directly to providing community meals.
Excellent. Okay, viewers, get your tickets to Now Serving Food and Wine. This event is happening Saturday from 2 in the afternoon until 6 at Smoky Hollow. That's, of course, located on North Harrington Street, just down the street from Publix in Raleigh. Visit NowServingNC.org to purchase tickets. Jesma Reynolds, thank you for all you're doing to eradicate hunger in our community.
Well, thank you for your partnership. We really appreciate the opportunity.
Excellent. Bonnie.
The North Carolina State Fair wants to make sure members of the military are having their best day ever. It is Military Appreciation Day today. Let's check back in with Jeff and Elizabeth out at the State Fairgrounds. Double trouble right there, you two. I'm just kidding. I know you guys are having a great time, in part because of the great weather out there.
Well, there's more trouble on the way, Renee, because I did have a bayonet for a quick second, but they took it from me. It was too dangerous. But Military Appreciation Day, I have gotten an entire history lesson out here today, just on the stage behind me, just listening to the different war era stories going through. It was fantastic.
Yeah, so they have reenactors from each war era. There must be 100 of them out here. And up on the stage, they're talking through, here's what they're wearing, which war that they fought in. And we grabbed a couple of them to show them to you.
Well, Chad, you look like this is Civil War era.
That's correct. Yeah, I'm dressed as a United States Army artilleryman during the Civil War, so I've got my four-button sack coat. It's wool. So are my trousers. Nice and warm in the wintertime, extra warm in the summertime. I've got my sponge rammer for loading and firing the cannon as well.
We showed the folks the sponge rammer just a little bit earlier, so I'm glad you got it back. Now, you look like World War I, Robert.
Great War, exactly. Yeah, and I'm wearing a typical U.S. uniform, the U.S. Doughboys. This is all wool. Not great for North Carolina summers, but fantastic for France and Belgium. So this is what we'd have looked like in early 1918.
Okay. 1917 era rifle, you told me.
Field. Exactly. So this is the standard armament that the U.S. were given. Prior to 1917, they were using a lot of British-made webbing and armaments, but this is an American-made rifle.
That is fantastic. Like I said, the history lesson was absolutely amazing coming up through all the eras, and they're still finishing up with some of the modern wars.
Yeah. We sat there for, I don't know, half an hour? They started right after our hit right there at 12:15. We've been watching. It's really fascinating. And, of course, we have so many reenactments all across the state at different times. You go online, North Carolina Cultural Resources?
Department of Natural and Cultural Resources.
Department of Natural and Cultural Resources. That's what these guys are from, and you can go on their website and take a look and find other reenactments happening.
It was amazing. And that sun is beating down on these wool uniforms.
It is. We're gonna let you guys find some shade. But thank you all very much. Appreciate it. Definitely, in the shade, it feels cool, but standing here in the sunshine in a black sweater, it's a little bit warm for that. But a beautiful day. We've got blue skies, just a little bit of cloud cover starting to pop up. We'll see more clouds later on this afternoon. Let's take a look at what's happening all across the viewing area. And we're seeing this everywhere. We're seeing that sunshine mixed with cloud cover. We'll take a look at what's happening out there at Goldsboro, Apex, Fayetteville, Chapel Hill, all looking really nice out there. No matter where you are, it's looking gorgeous. We take a look at our next 3 days at the fair. Today and tomorrow, highs will be in the low 70s, but as we talked about earlier, on Friday we have rain in the forecast late in the afternoon and then Friday night, and it does not look like it will linger into the weekend, but if you were hoping to come to the fair Friday night after work, it looks like it's going to be wet. If that is your plan, keep checking back in case the timing of that changes. You can see that front that's well to the west, crossing the Midwest right now, headed toward the Mississippi Valley. Again, it's got a couple of days before it's going to make it here. So on Friday, we see some sunshine to start with. We'll see increasing clouds as we head through the afternoon, and then we start to see some of that rain developing. You see it popping up there in our western counties at about 3 o'clock and then moving through during the evening. Our best chance of rain is going to be late Friday, Friday night, and again, it looks like it'll be out of here on Saturday. But not just the fair. If you're headed to a football Friday game, it does not look good. It looks like the rain's going to start probably around 5 or 6 and continue on through the evening. Temperatures will be in the upper 50s. Shouldn't be anything dangerous. We're not looking at severe thunderstorms, but it will be uncomfortable to say the least. Checking the tropics quickly. 80% chance that this system develops. Its name would be Tammy if it does develop. And you can see the computer model plots do bring it into the Leeward Islands, but then swing it northward up into the Atlantic. And at this point, it doesn't look like it's going to have a big impact on land. Looking good for that 7-day forecast, except for Friday. Friday, we don't have rain all day long, but we definitely have that chance of some rain on Friday evening. Saturday and Sunday, of course, we're cool but dry. And then beginning of next week, it looks nice as well. Jeff, this was so much fun.
I enjoyed it. Yeah. This is great. We got a history lesson along the way, so yeah. It was a bonus.
Good stuff, yeah. Our brains are getting bigger.
Which is a good thing.
It is a good thing. Back to you guys.
You guys even look smarter.
Well, you can combine fun and education, a win-win. And leave that sponge rammer there, please.
Yes, please.
All right. Thanks, guys. More Americans are turning down live entertainment to save money. Ahead, what research reveals about the rising trend of funflation.
And as we head to break, check out your Mega Millions winning lottery numbers. Right now, President Biden is in Israel in what officials are calling a high-stakes trip. He urged the region to seek peace and not to be consumed by rage as violence continues in the aftermath of Hamas's attack on Israel's subsequent response. Today, the White House announced the U.S. will provide $100 million in humanitarian aid to the people of Gaza.
Ticket prices for live events, movies, and amusement parks are surging. A Wall Street Journal report says prices for shows, performances, and athletic events are on the rise. Some financial analysts are calling it funflation. A survey found nearly 60% of Americans have reduced their spending on live entertainment this year. Our pet of the day was discovered outside trying to care for her newborn kittens. Both kittens have been adopted, and now Mama needs a new forever home. Meet Lily from Cat Angels Pet Adoptions. This 3-year-old girl loves other cats and is warming up to people. It might work best if she's adopted with a cat who loves other cats and who needs a great friend. With time and patience, Lily will certainly bond with her family and become a wonderful companion. If you'd like to meet her in person, just fill out an application on the Cat Angels website.
Let me look at that face. You gotta love Lily.
So telegenic.
Yeah, I love it. NBC News Daily is next on WREL, your next local news update in about 30 minutes.
Let's take a live look at the state fair and look at how gorgeous the weather is there. A little chilly if you're in the shade, but if you're in the sun, it's getting a little toasty. It is Military Appreciation Day, and we want to salute all the military members who serve our country.
Excellent. Go out and have a great day.
Keep watching WREL News over the air channel 34 and Spectrum channel 1257.